It's science.
What is up, CrossFitters? Coach Justin here, the CEO, founder of CBG, Consistency Breeds Growth. Here at CBG, we help you lose body fat, build muscle, and crush your wads without tracking macros, because tracking macros is not sustainable. First, I want to go through our sponsor, Benchmark Coffee, the best coffee out there for CrossFitters. There is a discount code in the show notes, so click on that. Also, in the show notes, you'll find a way to contact me and my team. If you're interested in really stepping up your nutrition game to the next level, you could see if you qualify for our program. And also, you'll find a link for our exclusive WOD Nutrition Facebook group, which only allows CrossFitters. So go ahead in the show notes if you're interested in any of that stuff. 24.1 just came out literally 20 minutes before I started this podcast. My back, I could feel it already. This is the workout. You guys already know the workout, but it's time, but I have to say it out loud because I'm excited about it. We have 21 dumbbell snatches, one arm. Then we have 21 lateral burpees over the dumbbell. Then we have 21 dumbbell snatches, arm two. 21 lateral burpees over the dumbbell. 15 dumbbell snatches, arm one. 15 burpees over the dumbbell. 15 dumbbell snatches, arm two. 15 lateral burpees over the dumbbell. 9 snatches, arm one, 9 burpees, 9 dumbbell snatches, arm two, 9 burpees. Time caps 15 minutes. Nasty. Reminds me of the box jump dumbbell, alternating dumbbell snatches from years ago that they also repeated. This is going to be, that was 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 90. So the amount of dumbbell snatches is close. I do like the fact that this is not, it's not alternating, right? I like that. I think that that's going to be good for me personally, for others too, I'm sure, just to keep consistency in reps. But hey, good luck to everybody out there. If you missed the Open Nutrition podcast that I did to give you tips around the Open, go find it. It's one of the last couple episodes. We are giving away a free Open Nutrition guide right now. If you DM me the word open on Instagram. And our quarterfinals nutrition guide just came out, where we collaborated with Brute Strength to take care of like what the workout, warm up, and everything is going to look like headed into quarters. And we partnered with GoWOD for this guide as well, which goes through the mobility side, right? Super cool. If you don't have this guide, I mean, you're just going to be a step behind everybody else that does going into quarterfinals. And as we know, the top 25% are going to make it this year. So really, really excited about that. If you want that guide, go ahead and DM me the word quarterfinals and I will send it over to you for free right on Instagram at CBG_online_nutrition. Okay, usually I don't have that much news. The podcast today is going to be about how do we look more like we CrossFit, get leaner, lose body fat, but not get weak. And this happens to a lot of us. A lot of us are, you know, losing body fat and we're doing it in a way where when we pick up the barbell, it just feels heavier every single time we head into our box each week. How do we maintain that strength so that we can continue to feel good, right, at the gym as well as about our body, right? And so I have a couple tips for you guys around that today, and then we'll do our typical WOD Nutrition segment. Questions from you guys from the Facebook group that I answer here live on the podcast. So the number one tip that I would give is that you can't lose body fat too quickly. Right. If you're at this crazy deficit, then you're really going to have a tough time. Right. You're really going to have a tough time. And you don't want to be that person that really struggles with, you know, losing too much at one time and then losing strength. So be at a moderate calorie deficit in order to reach this goal. Don't try to lose 5 pounds a week. You're going to really lose strength doing that. And you're going to lose muscle. Right. Losing muscle usually means losing strength because our brain actually links up to working muscle tissue to actually be able to create maximal force when we're doing PRs and strength movements, right? And so how much muscle you have can dictate your strength as you do certain strength progressions and you have a periodized approach to your training. So first thing, don't cut your calories drastically. Go in this large calorie deficit. You're going to have a tough time keeping your strength if you do that, okay? Second, in order to lose body fat, we know we need to be at that calorie deficit, right? We already know that it should be a moderate calorie deficit, but we should not lower protein Okay. So when you go into a calorie deficit, you have to lower your calories, which means one of your macronutrients needs to be lower, or multiple of them. What I'm saying is, do not lower protein. Protein is the most important macronutrient for CrossFitters. And if we want to keep our strength, we got to keep our muscle. And guess what helps us keep our muscle? Protein. Eating enough dietary protein helps us keep our muscle mass. And so we don't want to lose that, right? That's super, super important. All right. So keep your protein around 1 gram per pound of body weight. 0.7 to 1 gram per pound of body weight is a good gauge. What you can hit consistently is most important. A lot of people are like, Justin, I want to try to get to one, but blah, blah, blah. Go with something consistent. Start at 0.7, figure out a way to do that consistently during the week and weekends, and then build from there. Okay. Build from there. Great thermic effect of food. The most important macronutrient. If you're doing 4 to 5 watts per week, don't slip up on your protein. All right. Now, number three is creatine. Those of you scared to take creatine are going to struggle in a calorie deficit and also not losing strength at the same time. Creatine is the most important supplement if you're doing 4 to 5 watts per week. It's known, it's been studied, it's the most effective, no question, no doubt about it. So 5 grams daily, doesn't matter what time you take it, all right? Make sure that you're doing this consistently as well, taking it daily. Doesn't matter what time, whatever's most consistent for you. I prefer my post-workout protein shake. If you're trying to not feel bloated taking creatine, I recommend Creatine JB. It's at X Endurance, a company called X Endurance. You will also see their link down in the show notes. Doesn't cause any bloating, which I love. It's so awesome. And it helps me feel still lean and good, and it works, right? So that's another thing that you want to make sure you're doing consistently is taking creatine. It helps produce and convert ADP to ATP, and ATP is the primary energy source utilized first, right? And converting that in from ADP to ATP that quickly allows for us to do 5 to 15 second range movements, which includes strength stuff, especially when going for PRs, right? That's the energy system, right? So creatine also super, super important. Don't sleep on taking creatine, all right? You got this. I believe in you. If you're out there and you're scared to take creatine, listen to me, try it again. Try it again. 5 grams daily. Start with 2.5 grams if you want, just to ease into it, right? Just to ease into it. 2.5 grams. Just go for it. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. All right. So that's tip number three. Now, tip number four is, and it seems counterintuitive, but you guys will get me once I'm done with this. So when you're doing, when you're in a calorie deficit and you're trying to lose body fat, you think, man, in order to speed up fat loss and make sure that I'm losing weight, I better be adding in more cardio, right? It just seems like, man, that's the natural thing to do. If I want fat loss to work, I got to burn more calories. I got to do more cardio, right? Now, you can do that. There's no problem with that. And you are going to burn more calories doing cardio, okay? But if you replace your strength training with cardio, guess what's going to happen to your strength while you're going down in weight? Your strength's going to go down because you're not doing enough strength training. So what I recommend instead is doing more strength training while you're in a calorie deficit trying to lose body fat, not less. It's the same thing in the opposite. For people trying to build muscle, imagine if they just did cardio, trying to build muscle. They didn't do any gymnastics or they just did strength. They're like, oh man, you know what? I think I want to focus on strength while I'm building muscle because that's what helps build muscle, right? Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm not going to do any gymnastics. Guess what happens when they're 5 pounds heavier of muscle and they try to hop back on the rings again? They're going to have a tough time. It's the same thing for those of you who lose 5 pounds of fat, 10 pounds of fat, and then one day you're going to go to pick up the barbell. You'll be like, oh, my body's not used to this weight that I have on the barbell at my new body weight with less fat. So as you go down in weight, you want to make sure you're continuously doing strength training. Right? So very, very simple. It seems counterintuitive, but you want to make sure you're doing more strength training, trying to continue to put the same weight on the bar that you're doing when that you were doing when you were heavier, even as you get lighter. This gets your body used to continuously doing the same weight at a lower body weight. Okay? So more strength, not less. That's tip number four. Tip number five is making sure that when you're in a calorie deficit, we know we can't take away calories from protein. So then it leaves carbs and it leaves fat, right? What I want you guys to make sure is that first, you're reducing your calories from fat first, not from carbs. Carbs are our wild energy. We need to preserve them because without energy, it's hard to continuously hit PRs at the gym, have the energy and motivation to keep working out. Carbs helps with that. So you need to make sure you're eating enough carbs, and we don't want to lower carbs first. We want to lower fat first. Fat is a good calorie buffer. It's 9 calories per gram. Lowering it is a lot easier and it's less volume, right? 2 handfuls of peanuts is like 300-400 calories. That's crazy, right? Whereas like 2 handfuls of rice, which way more volume, makes us fuller longer, is like 200 calories, right? So you need to make sure that you're cutting from fat first. Don't go below a certain amount of fat as a threshold, usually 15% of your body weight. So like if you weigh 100 pounds, you don't want to go below 15 grams of fat, right? Don't do that. That's like a low, right? Not that you weigh 100. I'm just trying to give a percentage example that's easy. But cut from fat before you cut from carbs, right? So that's the next tips that I have for you guys. Final tip, intra-workout carbs. Now, when you're in a deficit, you're going to feel tired sometimes. Sometimes you're going to feel irritable. Sometimes, you know, you're going to just feel it sometimes, right? If you're doing it right, shouldn't be that often, but, you know, you're going to feel like you need to sleep a little bit longer, like different things like that, right? And so the way to keep your energy up, especially around your workout times, is intra-workout carbs. Incorporating carbohydrates inside your workout window, like you do the strength and you have a little bit of Gatorade or Carbolin powder or something that's going to keep you rejuvenated, keep you energized, right? Intra-workout carbs are literally a secret hack that a lot of people don't use, right? And it leaves them depleted in their workouts and not getting the the PR strength gains and some of the intensity that they can bring to the workout without having it, right? So incorporate those intra-workout carbs. I think that's a great way for you guys to be able to lose body fat, keep your energy up at the gym, right? Okay, so those are the 6 tips, guys. That should help you guys, hopefully. If you want our fat loss guide, DM me the word fat loss on Instagram. I'll send it to you guys entirely for free so that you can make sure you have the right calorie range specifically for you, right? That makes sense. And I'll teach you how to do it without tracking macros, right? I think there were multiple questions that got sent in through the Facebook group. The first question was, oh, that's a good one. I kind of just went over that. So does creatine make you bloated? So some people have reported, obviously, you guys have anecdotal cases where, oh man, I feel bloated. And I've heard it too from people, right? I've also felt bloated on creatine before. Usually if you're not drinking enough water, with creatine, it can cause bloating. Because, right, what happens is you take creatine, it goes into your stomach, and then water is going to rush into your stomach, right? This is osmosis. And it rushes into there to dilute the creatine. So if you drink water with creatine, this shouldn't happen, right? Now, eventually, after a couple hours, the bloat is going to go down anyway. And creatine is stored in the muscle, which makes you look more jacked. Right? So it doesn't make you look bloated or look fat. These are all things that people lie to themselves about, and it just doesn't make any sense, right? These are the myths, all the myths centered around creatine, right? So creatine does not make you bloated. It can if you don't drink enough water, just like anything else when you take it, if you don't drink enough water, right? So make sure you're drinking enough water when you're taking creatine. Super, super important. So that was the first question. The second question on our WOD Nutrition trivia segment today is, should I increase my food for the open? Okay, this is a good question. So what I have our clients here at CBG doing is they're increasing their carb load by 40 to 60 the day before. So they're carb loading just the day before because it's just one workout. You don't need a carb load like multiple days ahead of time, right? And also, it's good to get an extra like 40 grams of carbs in like 30 minutes to an hour before, right? 30 minutes to an hour before, you get a little bit more carbs in there, liquid carbs, Gatorade, carbohydrate powder, something that you can digest quickly. It's not going to make you feel, just sip on it a little bit. You know, it doesn't have to be like crazy. That's what I would do. I wouldn't increase like by a drastic amount. Once you get to quarterfinals, and if you get our quarterfinals guide, which I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, DM me the word quarterfinals and I'll send it over to you for free, right? Then you can actually start, you can actually know like the amount of carbs that you need to increase for quarters, because it's going to be a little bit more. There's going to be a little bit of a raise in food that you're going to need to do headed into quarterfinals, right? So that's actually really easy, you know? So that's what I would do in terms of the open. Pretty simple. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy 24.1. I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. I'm excited for it. I do like dumbbell snatches. I do like the fact that they're not alternating. Alternating always adds another wrench into it. But I hope you guys enjoy it. If you guys are interested in learning more about the CBG program, we do have one-on-one coaching spots right now. We just lifted our wait list, so that's good. And if you're interested in learning more, all you got to do is go into the show notes. There'll be a place for you to contact us or book a call, and we can see if we can support you and if we can help you. And then I'll hop on a call with you to do an onboarding and make sure that you feel the program is going to reach all of your expectations with what you need in terms of being able to find the right coach, relationship-based coaching, losing body fat, building muscle, crushing your rods. Next podcast, I'm planning to explain a little bit more about our program and how we're different from all the other CrossFit nutrition coaching companies out there. And so stay tuned for that podcast, and I'll see you guys next time.